in front of us.
Yes.
And we're, matter of fact, we're looking at it. We're comparing it to the properties that are around it. What additionally do you have to tell us about the property, ma'am?
Are you aware of the structural problems with the building in Meadow Grove?
James?
Serious.
Serious structural problems?
Yes.
No? Go ahead and tell us about that.
Yes, it was.
In Building 6, the person living in there went to the management and asked him to come down and take a look at his condo, and they had to get a contractor to come in because they saw some, you know, structural issues, and they got Aris Engineering. And they had to fix that one because they had a, it was a situation where the building could have been condemned. And they had to go right ahead and fix that, but it's a problem that all the buildings will have. And building 3 is one of the ones that has the problem now. And I'm surprised that, that you wouldn't have that information from other people that... I know that, you know, appeals.
But not in your building, right?
We have a special assessment right now pending. They voted on it in June, and it didn't pass, but for $2,750, and I know in Missouri, you can't sell a property, you know, without disclosure of things like this. So, I mean, I feel like my property has no value right now.
Ma'am, is your building affected, or is it a neighboring building?
It says in the papers that I've got that Building 3 is also affected.
And you're in Building 3?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, Building 3, Unit 1.
Okay, and that was a swaying. We have that information on the 2700 from the HN individual property owner and the engineer's report about the swaying of the top floor.
Are you?
That's what it says.
You're living. That's your primary residence, correct?
Pardon?
Is that your primary residence?
No, no, it isn't. No, my husband and I bought that in 2002.
Sorry.
Okay, and you still have renters in there?
I do have now. Yes.
Okay.
My sons had lived in it for several years. And last September, I rented it out to a lady.
Okay.
When did they discover this issue with Building 6? Do you know?
Well, I'm not positive. I think it was in 2010, maybe in March,
Well, what reason I'm asking is we've got a sale in 2011 for $80,000 in Building 6, so I didn't know whether they'd already corrected it or if it was still in the process.
Yeah, they have done that. You have a which one in Building 6? What unit?
Unit 6, Building 6.
Unit 6, Building 6, and what did it sell for?
It sold for $80,000 June 10th of 2011.
Okay, that is the information that you have on that is the square footage is not right. That is a penthouse that's got an extra bedroom and it's got an extra bathroom. Our unit only has 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. This one that you're talking about is a penthouse.
Fall right under that. Yeah.
And 80,000 is what I gave for my building back in 2002, and I would hate to think that I had to sell it for that now, and I doubt if I
could. That's the bigger size.
There's condos over there that's been on the market for over 400 days, for less than that haven't sold. I don't mind paying my fair share of taxes, but I don't like my pockets to be picked either.
I need to see the report.
We're looking over your information.
We're also looking through a lot of other information and pictures of the condos and descriptions, and so right now we're clicking through a bunch of different screens, so bear with us.
I need to, well, never mind.
No, you need to eat. I know you're at dinner.
I'm not worried about that. My son thought I was coming to Forsyth, and he was trying to call me, and I've got to take him to pick up a car. He thought I was going to call him on my way over to Forsyth, and I didn't do it. Of course, it came up. It's all right. I'll talk to him later.
Jim, are you finding what you're looking for?
I think so. That's building 7.
Well, I mean, the 80,000 is for the square footage is larger, so.
What about and also, you know, mine is a walk-down unit. It's not a walk-in unit. It's, you know, what they call, I think it's a garden level, you know, on the ground. But you have to walk down a long flight of stairs to get into it. And then out, you know, at the back of it, you walk out into the yard. But if you're going in and out the front door, you have to climb
up and down the stairs. Yeah.
I make a recommendation to this board to lower the value to $72,491 as a comparable property that's on the screen at this point.
Hold
can
on.
Can you look and see what it was when I bought it?
Ma'am, hold on just a minute.
I moved we set the value of BOE number 0357 to $72,491 per assessor recommendation.
Second.
Well, I want to know, you know, how it's compared now because to what it was whenever we bought it. My taxes, whenever I bought it, were only 400 and something.
Yeah.
Suppose when they go to 700, and it's not worth near what it was.
Now, let me suggest to you.
Yeah.
Here's the recommendation of the assessor. Currently, the valuation of this property is $82,722. The assessor has made a recommendation that we lower that to $72,491 from the $82,777, so over $10,000. I don't think that you're going to find any board member here that's going to go any lower than that. We are in the process of voting upon this. Once we vote on it, we're going to send you notification in the mail. And if you're not pleased with the valuation that we set, then you can also appeal to the State Tax Commission, and they will come down here.
Yes, I understand that. Okay.
There is a motion on the floor to lower this property from $82,722 to $72,491 per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Ma'am, that has been lowered, and we're going to send you confirmation of that in the mail.
All right. I can still appeal that.
Absolutely.
I still don't agree with it. All right. I'll probably appeal that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
What time is our next meeting?
That wasn't a spit.
2:00.
Can
we have an hour recess and we'll come back and hit it hard, or 45 minutes? What do you guys want? $75?
Well, we don't have anything until 2:00, and we don't have anything to be presented to us from the assessor.
I'm just hoping we can call some people early.
Well, we've got a couple of calls that we've made that we can certainly vote on if they don't call us back.
I'm thinking we could come back.
You've got a... Ladies, hate to say anything, but you got 4 metal buildings for a friend that you haven't done yet.
4 metal buildings for
TriSense. Remember somebody was going to drive by and look?
Not until 1:30.
I thought we voted on all of them.
I don't think you did. Ask these ladies.
Is 1:30 all right, gentlemen? Stand in recess.
Great. 1:30?
Is that all right, or you want one?
Let's do 1:15. That's fine. I'd rather try to get this done earlier.
Let's get it over.
We'll stand in recess until 1:15.
Jeff, did Mr. Strothis say he wanted to look at you?